All right, I'm already having troubles with some of my peas, so I'm going to apologize in advance.
Apologize in advance.
Did that come out wrong or like loud? Because that wasn't even a joke.
The Talking Intern Podcast.
Conversations from the bottom of the totem pole.
Presented by Crown.
Welcome back to the Talking Intern Podcast. I am Joe, the multimedia intern, and today I am joined by three familiar voices.
Julie, the copywriting intern.
Jenna, the design intern.
And Jocelyn, the marketing intern.
Woohoo!
Yay!
All four of us here in the same room.
Miss us?
Since
the first episode. Well,
before the first episode.
It was like the pre-episode.
The pre-episode.
Episode zero.
Yeah.
Wow.
The very, you know, professional trailer we had for this.
I think we started off decently strong for the level of experience we had. Right. I wasn't angry about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad the podcast didn't make you angry. It wasn't until episode four you started getting angry.
Some of them I have regrets, but...
Oh yeah, all my ums, like if we could just forget all of those happened, that'd
likes.
Be great.
Hey Joe, why don't you edit those out?
You know, because it's the genuine thing that people want.
The natural mistakes bring it to life.
Yeah.
All right. I respect that.
On today's episode of Talking Intern, we're going to do a little bit of a retrospective. We're going to be looking back at this internship because at the time of this recording, we only have 2 weeks left, a week and a half. 2 weeks?
Wow. Yeah.
A week and a half since we're on a 4-day schedule. So, but by the time this releases,
we're gone.
We gone.
Yeah.
Aww, that's so sad.
Hopefully, you know? Someone releases it for us.
Yeah. That would be awkward. We didn't think that one through.
Yeah. I'll have to talk to Larissa about that. But so we're going to talk about, you know, we all came in here fresh eyed, bushy tailed. Didn't know what to expect, and now we can look back at the experience and talk about what we liked. Maybe there might be something we didn't like, but
tea.
But yeah, let's go ahead and start. When you guys first came into this internship, what kind of expectations did you have?
Oof, honestly, I didn't. I actually just talked to Mary about that at lunch today. I didn't have any expectations. I've never had an internship before. I was just kind of along for the ride. Whatever they wanted to give me, I'd be willing to do.
I think expectations can vary from like what I thought I would expect. I have better memory of before I ever like stepped in the door, like because, you know, you wonder, like, what it's going to be like. So those expectations, like, linger in my mind more than the first week here. And then basing it off of my first week, how I think it's going to go. But speaking to the first part, I would say that knowing what I did about Crema online, like, they do a really great job of pushing out content that explains like the work that they're doing, like YouTube videos explaining the work they're doing and tutorials and stuff. So I knew that I was going to be getting into a culture where they do a really good job of like self-promotion and branding, which really excited me because that's kind of what I'm interested in marketing and kind of like the brand leadership side of things. So I expected obviously to learn a lot about that realm, and I think I like definitely did.
Yeah, for me it was more of a learning curve because you know, we're the ones that have to talk about what the developers are doing, so kind of being on the same page of what they are doing and being able to translate that to other people, I knew I was either going to have to learn some, you know, new words or maybe, you know, new tools, stuff like that, but I was really open to, you know, getting into those and trying them out. But so far so good.
Yeah, my expectations definitely were based off of watching those multiple YouTube videos and kind of getting a sense of the culture, even through the interview when they explained their culture, sort of.
Yeah, Crema in 60 seconds.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, over and over
times.
Again.
Yeah.
I think my expectations were I was kind of skeptical if they could really have a culture like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may want a culture like that, but it's more difficult to actually practice that. And then also just from a position standpoint, responsibilities, I think my expectation was kind of just to help Larissa with what she does, mm-hmm. and assist her along the way and try to make that go out faster. And even though, you know, if we want to transition into whether those expectations were met or not, even though I did do that occasionally, I got a lot of stuff that was just me that I did not expect to, you know, be in charge of this many videos and whatnot.
Yeah.
Which is a cool experience, I think, because I kind of felt that way too. Like, I had never, I guess I kind of had, but I'd never written content that would be like directly published to a website that like speaks to like what the brand does, mm-hmm. And that, you know, people would be coming to that direct link to find out about the company, which is kind of a big responsibility that I appreciate being handed.
For sure.
So thanks, Grandma.
Yeah, I feel like right off the bat, it was pretty obvious that they put a lot of trust in us and knew what we were capable of, and they just ran with it, which was awesome.
Yeah, that was like one of the first meetings that we had. We sat down with, I know George and Dan were definitely there. Tyler was there.
Are you talking about the lunch?
Yeah, we had a lunch with like some of the people on, mm-hmm. like, I guess leadership team is what you could call them. And I like vividly remember them saying that like this is your opportunity to go and experiment and like test your like wildest ideas, because like you're in an internship and like whatever you're doing, there's not high risk for it. Like they can mitigate like whatever risk might be involved with the work that you're doing. Not that it's going to be huge, but that was just a really cool thing. Like I knew right at the beginning that set up my expectation of what the rest of the internship would be like, and that expectation was definitely met. So, yeah.
Yeah, for me, I knew that I wanted this position just because of the way they worded it, with like being able to wear lots of hats and being able to try different things, and that really stood out to me as opposed to some of the other places that I was looking at. So I really enjoyed being able to take on different aspects and even dip into some things like design and working in Webflow and doing things like that, and also like taking up this podcast, which I definitely did not expect to do, and it turned out really cool. So 10 out of 10.
I kind of have a question for you guys, because I think this is something that a lot of people kind of have an opinion on, is like, did you have any expectations or I guess fears for working for a tech company, since that's not really any of our background? Because I know I did, so mm-hmm. I'd be curious to hear about what you thought it was going to be like, and then, you know, maybe if that's totally not how it was.
I was definitely worried about that, because I have a very shallow understanding of the tech industry.
Yeah, me too.
I thought that there would definitely be a learning curve to kind of tackle, and I just assumed that there would be someone to double check my vernacular, mm-hmm. and at least from a video standpoint, because I'm sure a copywriter, you got to deal with that way more than I do, but I'm just taking what other people say and putting it into an understandable way, so it's a little bit easier, because if I can understand it from listening to them, then the viewer probably can too. Mm-hmm. I think Krema definitely did a good job of being open, and it's not just hey, what does this mean, and then they tell you, it's what does this mean and why is it important. They give you all that information and resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, for my background, I wouldn't say I was very experienced with anything like tech developing and like code and all that stuff, but some of the aspects of it, like when we were writing that UX blog and the design stuff and all that stuff, I had a class that did touch on it a little bit, like very briefly. And so I had that kind of idea in my head and what it kind of was. But until I came here, I saw it be put into that real life setting and seeing how that works with actual products. And I don't know, it worked out for me because I could see it come to life. But yeah, there's still a lot of things, a lot of words, a lot of tools that I'm just like, how do I even explain this? I don't even know. But
yeah, I didn't even know what like UI UX was, user interface, user experience, for anyone who's like me. But so that just shows you kind of like the level, even just in 3 months, the amount of like lingo or just like a very basic understanding that you can grasp. Because I totally pictured it like, I feel like all the devs listening are gonna roll their eyes, but have you guys seen Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
No. Like that's was the only exposure in my mind that I had kind of Netflix shaped my perspective of what devs would be like hood on, creepy backroom, like geniuses.
Never talking, the lights are off. They're...
Yeah, would never know how to like communicate with me because I just like could never understand. But they're not like that at all.
They point at their office and they're like, that's where the developers are. Don't go in there.
It's a dark room in the back of the office with a flickering light.
Yeah, no, definitely. Jocelyn mentioned earlier about wearing many different hats, you know, talking about Webflow and doing design stuff outside of marketing. Did you guys wear any hats during this internship you didn't expect or maybe never even have before? I can tell you I worked with Julie on some copywriting stuff and I did not expect to be doing that.
Yeah, that same collaboration, I guess I could definitely say on the flip side, like I had never seen, and I don't know if this is what you would call them, but like kind of a storyboard. Do you call it a storyboard for videos that shows you like frame by frame?
Those little note cards.
Yeah. What do you call that?
Those are storyboards.
Yeah. So, yes.
A plus.
Like I had never done that before or seen that side of the production of things. So I think not necessarily me doing it or being in that role, but like working side by side with someone, I guess that kind of counts as like sort of wearing the hat, but I've learned a lot through that type of collaboration.
Yeah, another thing I can add on to that is they, for me specifically, I had a few meetings where I was the one pretty much running it. Like I was the one sharing all the information that I compiled or what I've learned about things. And so that was something that I had never really had experience with. They like trusted me that much to come to me for that information and they let me own that, whatever it was. So that was something I didn't expect to see, but it was really cool to be able to do.
Yeah, piggybacking off of that, I don't think I knew that I was going to wear the hat of like designing websites or ads or whatever, but I didn't expect to wear the hat of taking full ownership and of, let's say, the Jog website, that much trust in me to start from scratch. I was not expecting.
It's cool to see how much work you can get done in like a week too, because between like there were a couple projects that me and Jenna worked on that like we would create like how many landing pages did we like I wrote content for seven. And then you actually went out and built was like seven, and that was in like a week or less.
It's very fast pace.
I don't think you realize your capability of like production until you're kind of like thrown in the fire, which is a cool thing that I feel like I have seen in my time here.
Yeah,
especially with the way that they run their sprints and the meetings and stuff, it really keeps everything moving quickly and as efficiently as possible, and that's something I had never seen before. So it's really interesting how that plays into the way that Crema works and operates.
Do you guys feel like you keep up your quality of work at this type of pace? Because it does move very quickly.
Who was talking about... I'm not going to remember who told me this, but we had a conversation about how every time... I think it was when we were talking about sprints and like how much you can like feasibly get done within like a two-week period of time. It was Alexa. And she was talking about, I have work that from like week to week, I know that I'm going to get better at and can do more of better and faster just by flexing that muscle and like doing it. So then the next time it'll come easier. But there's also still work that there are just unknown
roadblocks, challenges.
Yeah, roadblocks, challenges. Exactly. That can make it go like even longer than the last time. So there, you know, you just never know how the work is going to flow, but you can just generally expect the trend that you'll be able to take on more of similar type of work in the future faster, if that makes sense.
Yeah, making it into a process. And
Yeah.
Definitely. For me, just thinking about that same question, I think just remembering that two heads are better than one. You know, working on something, if I hit a roadblock, I can just ask someone else and that roadblock might go away a lot faster than if it was just me. So, you know, stuff like that. So did you have, going back to expectations of this internship, did you have any fears? I know we talked a little bit about the tech industry and not being used to that. Mm-hmm. But was there anything you were maybe hesitant about coming into this or were making sure to look out for?
Right off the bat, I think my fear was just like my own self-doubt. Mm-hmm. That I wasn't capable of this internship, or I wasn't going to be good enough, or I wasn't going to carry the team well, I guess. Which is, looking back at it, is silly because this experience is to make mistakes and this experience is to learn.
Right.
It's not setting you up for your career or your full time anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's meant to be to make mistakes.
Like a very common.
Yeah.
Because I totally had that too. Even like having internships in the past, and like I was really confident in my ability to write. Like, although I wasn't, I guess kind of tying back to the tech thing, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never written for like a tech company. I don't even, like, you need to have a really good understanding of something to be able to put it into language that communicates it in a really concise and effective way.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how the heck am I going to do that about like coding and, you know, product team? Like, I didn't know what a product team was, you know, just all this language that it's like mind-boggling when you don't have like a little bit of context. But then once you have that small bit of context, you can really start to like make connections and understand the broader process of how things work at Crema, at least.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like taking that one scary step, and then that'll, once you do that, you can do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my fear, I guess it's not really a fear, mostly just being uncomfortable. This was technically my first internship outside of like campus and just being comfortable where I was with school.
Mm-hmm.
And so being back in Kansas City and downtown, I don't really know the area too well. So that was kind of scary coming into it. And once again, the self-doubt thing, like obviously going into a new experience, you're like, am I going to fit in? Am I going to do this right? So just kind of the normal little fears and jitters about starting a new job.
It's good to hear everyone got over it.
Yeah.
WB, pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about me? Fear-wise, kind of just general, you know, video stuff is such a collaboration, and some people can be less informed about it than others. So when, you know, you say this is going to take a week to make, they go, "What do you mean it takes a week? Why don't you just do the thing and get it done?"
Mm-hmm.
Crema wasn't like that. They were pretty understanding. And also, another fear I had was, you know, am I going to be a cog in the machine, or am I going to have a voice in decision making, at least in the video part? And that was definitely wiped away pretty quickly. But
yeah, I also empathize with that point.
Yeah,
you can tell like right off the bat the way things are run. And so I think pretty early on, like my expectations were all really positive just by the experience that I had there, even in like a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now looking at this entire experience, what would you say your biggest takeaway is from this internship? Whether that's something you learned or something you learned about yourself, skill-wise, not skill-wise, soft skill-wise, anything you can imagine.
Honestly, everything from, you know, the simple fact that now we know things like sprints, like how those work. And I feel like now a lot of places are kind of working in that agile, like quick and efficient way. So, you know, wherever I go next, they may have that sort of just like methodology, and I'll be able to, you know, plug right into that. Or, you know, if I happen to work somewhere else that's techie, I'll know some of the words, stuff like that. In the marketing world, there is a lot of tools that we use for all kinds of things. So I got to dabble in a little bit more of that. I'll be able to take that with me. With social media stuff, there's a lot of metrics and analytics that we can look at, and it really helps my portfolio. So just little things like that.
I think same, like you can say everything, but I think what to highlight the most is like working with a team and like how to communicate with people who you may not, let me phrase this right, not communicating, like you said, Joe, that you were worried that somebody wasn't going to understand the time
right.
and everything. So you come into contact with that and you learn how to cooperate with that person on that.
Mm-hmm.
Advocate for yourself if you have too much on your plate. Yes, it's a great learning experience for your career, but I think that also taught a lot about who I am and how I communicate with people, how other people receive my communication and stuff. I think that was very valuable.
Definitely.
I think my biggest takeaway is probably, I guess, more on like a personal mindset of like how to tackle things. Like, it took me a really long time to get to a place where, and I'm not there yet, but like this has really taken a big step in the right direction of when you step up to the plate for something that seems really daunting or that you have literally no idea about, or just like being faced with a big challenge that seems like you don't know how to overcome it, I kind of used to get paralysis from that.
Yeah.
And internalize that anxiety.
Yep.
But for example, with the UX UI article, like that was one where I didn't even know what UI UX was, and I had to write an article about like best practices and trends. And so at first I was like, oh my God, like how am I going to do this? And like my natural instinct would just be like, well, like I can't, obviously, because I know nothing about it, but taking the posture that even though I know nothing now, it just takes the motivation to do the research and like push into it and just not be afraid to, which I think that's kind of my biggest takeaway, is just to take action and not to be in that space where you freeze up because you're like scared to try something or don't know immediately how to do it. Just taking the steps until you figure it out.
Yeah, sort of similar to that. I think what I took away from this internship was kind of self-worth. I think going to school, you look at your peers a lot and you're like, man, they're all good at this, they're all good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming here and being able to, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, broaden my horizon and get outside of that and, you know, realize just because I'm not the best at it, I can still do pretty well. And looking at stuff, you know, even just the way I think about things, like instead of saying I don't know how to, I say I currently struggle with, and just because I know I'm going to get it or learn it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Crema helped that mindset with their learning
mm-hmm.
Emphasis and just being able to work in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. You really don't have time to like shut down and like freeze up here,
no,
which
yeah.
is good. Like, I think that's what kind of like accelerated me forward, and now I can honestly say I kind of thrive in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I get projects thrown my way, it doesn't scare me. I just know that I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And sometimes you gotta ask questions.
Yeah.
So.
And it's not as scary as you think it'll be.
Yeah.
It's weird how no one's ever, you never get criticized for asking a question.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
No. There's no stupid questions.
So now that you finished this internship, we all have our specialties here, and these career paths we've chosen. Have you figured anything else out about that career path? Like maybe a specific route you want to go down or a more specific interest? I know we already talked about everyone's wearing a lot of hats, but,
Yeah, with the marketing aspect, there's so many little paths that you could take and specialize into an even more specialized marketing aspect. And I got to see a lot of them. And now I know that I don't really want to intersect with sales. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why, but when you're throwing numbers in there and just like trying to figure out all the sales stuff that mixes into marketing, I'm just like, no, that's where I check out. I'd rather be doing more creative stuff. And so that's one of the things I figured out. But on the other side, there's other parts that were, you know, exciting for me that I didn't think would be. And so I kind of do have that new understanding of what marketing looks like at this level. Like, it's not a big place. It's not a marketing firm, but just being in-house with, you know, a tech company.
Yeah, I think this gave me a reassurance that I do want to go into product design. I knew that I really enjoyed it and it made sense to me, but I only had one semester of it. at school. So I was like, well, why don't we try it out, see what it is? And I think it just gave me more of a reassurance that this is what I meant to do, in a sense. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, it just reinforced that if I don't get to have my hand in kind of every step of the process, I go a little bit crazy, mm-hmm. or I get a little bit bored with it. So being able to be there from the creation pitch stage to the directing stage to the editing stage and have like almost like a baby you raise throughout the whole process, I think for me is really important. And after this internship, it's kind of narrowed the scope of the types of jobs I'm looking at, just mm-hmm. because I want to have a hand and a voice in on every part of that.
Yep.
I almost had like an opposite effect. I think in my mind, I thought I really specifically wanted to do one thing. I wanted to work for an ad agency and this type of ad agency. And so I had a very narrow scope in what I thought I wanted to do. But now that I've been able to like be with another company and really, really enjoy my time here and kind of get to see all the different roles from like the growth team to like the strategists. And I guess I've kind of just opened my mind more to the possibility of doing more in whatever that role is going to be. Like, I guess wearing a lot of hats. Like, I don't want to work for a bigger company anymore because I don't want to get like kind of siloed into one place and do like this job or this specific task. And you're kind of confined to that. Because I think I have the opportunity, and God, I have so much to learn, but I look forward to that opportunity to maybe do several different jobs and just try to learn as much as I can about like the business world in Kansas City. And I don't know if it's going to be the tech industry that I stay in, but it, you know, it's really interested me thus far. So I've almost just kind of broadened my horizon. Our statement of the day.
There we go. Everyone's got to use it by the end of the episode.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree though. Another takeaway for me was definitely small company seems pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just the impact. There's more of it. And also, like we've said many times, wearing many hats, that comes with being in a small company is nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the support instead of big company, you're kind of, like Julie said, you're restrained to one position. You're doing the same thing over and over again. You can't really broaden your horizon.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh. Ooh, now the pressure's on for me.
Yeah. Okay. Last one, Jocelyn. We'll see how she does it. but going off of what you said, like what other opportunity, you're never going to get the opportunity to be like an intern or in an entry level position and like sit next to the co-founders of the company that the power and the initiative to like make big decisions for the company that can like make actual progress in like innovation and movement.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen at like your Fortune 500 company, you know? And there are obviously like benefits to that side of it as well. I just think for like in this season of life for me, I see a lot of the upside to being in a smaller company. So
in this season of life, I like that.
Yeah,
definitely. This is my first internship. I think I've even met the CEO. Much less, I probably work with George the second most out of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Touché.
Yeah. And I mean, we
that
had
says a lot.
We had an episode where we called him old to his face.
Sorry, George, that was me. I didn't call him old, okay? I just said that my perception of the way he was pitching his age, it was a little sketchy.
Yeah, okay.
He seemed like he was trying to play it up.
Yeah, but okay. Yeah, sure.
I'll make it up to you one day, George, I promise. He said he listens to all of these, so.
Yeah.
That's great.
He says, I think he just waits till he hears his name and then turns it off. Is there anything you wish you did differently during this internship?
Oh, yeah.
Any big regrets? Any little regrets? Any things you just wish you would have started faster?
I think I underestimated how fast this would go, and so I kind of got the projects or the stuff that they gave me. I was more trying to please them and make sure it was good as opposed to me like doing something crazy or a learning experience. I was more just like, okay, they want this to be done. It needs to look good. It needs to be done quick. I didn't ever take the time to, or not ever, but in some cases I didn't take the time to be like, well, what if I thought of it some completely different way that I never would have thought of and taken that time. And now it's like our second to last week, and I'm like, oh, I could have done it there, but right. in the moment I don't think I felt like I had enough time, because you do work in those 2-week sprints and they are quick pace and they're pressure, but like they did tell us that we should try to fail or experiment. So I think the timing was just a little off, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I would have to agree. When things would happen, I would think of something else afterwards that I could have done to make it better. And I'm just like, dang, I should have done that. I could have done that. And so mainly just, I should have been more proactive, even more proactive. I shouldn't have just had to have been a challenge, because I remember I made that one of my challenges. So that should have been something I should have done throughout the whole thing. And then asking more questions. I remember listening to the episode with Larissa and Mary, and they said that like a million times. And I'm like, dang, could have asked, you know, one more question or something like that to get ahead or whatever it may be. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I will definitely echo those. Just kind of not realizing the power you have right away, and not...
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, not realizing, you know, you could do it your way, almost not entirely your way, but you can take risks. You can do things that you think are good that they've never done before. You can try new things, and you don't just have to copy what they've already done, in order to, you know, fit in, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of like a fusing of what Jenna and Joe said, but like, and then granted, it takes a little bit of time to get comfortable, like in any environment, especially like a work environment.
For sure.
But I wish I would have like pushed myself a little bit harder earlier. Because I think over time I just gradually started to work harder. But if I would have just like faced the difficulties like head on a little bit with a little bit more brute force, I think where I would be now would be a couple of steps ahead. So, I mean, I guess it's kind of use of time and like the level of confidence you have going into something, even when you aren't necessarily like a full-time, but you know, just someone that has more power, quote unquote, than an intern. I just wish I would have acted earlier. So,
yeah, for me, a lot of that freedom was kind of scary, because a lot of, I'm sure you can relate, a lot of what we're doing is directly out in public with our words and our, you know, messages and stuff.
Like when you post something, like, oh my gosh. Scary. The first time I was posting like blogs or, especially blogs, God, they're so much longer. But like even Instagram posts, I would read it literally 20 times. Yeah. Like just one post, I would read it like 20 times, which is such a waste of time. Like, I guess that's kind of going back to like, that's if I would have just like believed in it and really quickly and carefully made sure that that the post was good, I just sent it, you know, and then you can move on to the next thing.
Yeah, that freedom was a little scary, especially coming from a like basically the same type of internship where I would have to ask every time, like, hey, is this good to post? Hey, do I need to word this? So now coming here where I was like given all of that trust, it was a little scary. Like, do I go crazy? Do I, you know, stick with what they have? It was kind of hard finding where I kind of fit into that. So I wish I would have been able to, you know, pinpoint that earlier, and still working on it. So yeah, we'll see how that goes.
So looking at these regrets, what's our advice to somebody just starting an internship?
There's no regrets, Joe. You learn from your mistakes. So
excuse me.
I accept it all.
Looking at these mistakes that aren't regrets, what's our advice to someone who's gonna just be starting an internship, maybe next summer or this fall or whatever? Is it you know, hit the ground running, or
go crazy with it? Yeah, I don't know. Just try go. Taking that extra step of out of your comfort zone of how you normally would do it, or your the safety mm-hmm. of it, mm-hmm. just go a little bit extra mile. But I totally understand how that is difficult for people in that position.
Yeah.
Because you can say that now with words of wisdom, but once you put yourself back into that, you kind of freeze up and you're like, oh, I forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd say, going back to what I learned actually from one of our episodes, the Larissa and Mary one, that one had such good advice, but
yeah, they're good guests.
Yeah. I remember her saying that Mary, she felt like she didn't have, you know, all the qualifications to be in that internship when she was in it, and that she was so scared, but that she knew that whatever came out of it, she was going to take it and learn from it, whatever. Like the most, the thing that she'd most get out of it was that learning experience. So I'd say even if you are scared that you may not be 100% qualified, or you may not know how to do 100% of the things they're going to ask you, that you're still going to come out of it with something. So yeah. I don't know. Just don't be afraid. Go ahead and take it.
Yeah. I think just to add that the losses or the screw ups are a lot scarier than they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
That you think they're a lot scarier than they actually are. Like I posted a video on Instagram that had spelling errors. It's not a big deal. Like we move on. We just make the next video. It's not a world ending event. You just kind of take it in stride and keep going.
Yeah, mine is a more specific takeaway, I guess. And this can be like a tendency of your personality, but I would kind of consider myself to be like a big people person. Like I really like meeting people, and I usually am one of the first people to like get in a conversation with others around me just to learn about, you know, the people surrounding me or in my environment. But it's really difficult to like work up the confidence to talk to people that you work with for like a plethora of reasons. Like I kind of play the tapes over and over in my mind of like, oh, like they're busy, like they don't have time to talk to me. Yeah. Or like I don't have anything specific to say like worth saying, so like I'll just like hold my tongue on that. So just having the confidence just to talk to people, like ask them about their day, because I think interns often kind of like just cower in the corner, you know, kind of act like innocent sheep, and they don't want to talk to anyone about their day. They just come in, duck their head down and do their work and leave, mm-hmm. as if it would be like a burden upon the people around them. And so I would just like encourage anyone that has that tendency to like really try hard to break it and just talk to people, because it makes a big difference, and like the relationships you can build, and like your time spent there, you can have a bigger impact, on like with the work that you're doing, if you're not afraid to just get to know people. So that's my two cents.
It's also networking.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we've all met someone here that could potentially help us in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Well, and they all would be willing to, which is cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, we kind of touched on this talking about, you know, how this internship kind of shaped our career path, but how has this experience prepared you for your next opportunity? Whether that's going back to school, whether that's another internship, whether that's, you know, going into a full-time job. For me, right off the bat, I think it just kind of clarified what I want out of a job, what kind of experience I want to be in, what kind of culture I want to be in. And it helped shape that, which sounds kind of general, but it feels really important to know what you want getting into it.
Yeah.
And it just mm-hmm. makes you that much more confident and that much, you know, you'll probably end up happier for it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, taking this back to school, I think learning communication and how important some of the feedback that is given, or collaboration with other people, having other eyes on things, having honest feedback, making you better. I think I got that through in a supportive, healthy environment, mm-hmm. and surrounding yourself with that.
Yeah.
Similar, I'm sure I will take this just like what Joe said, post-graduation, but going back to school, kind of surrounding myself in a healthy and supportive environment with those people and being selective about that, I think that's what I'm what is something that I'm taking away, because there is unhealthy environments where I'm coming from. So just kind of going from there, I guess.
Yeah, going back to one of the last episodes that we had, building our own internship, we talked a lot about those factors that we should look for. They mirrored a lot of what Crema had, and you know, we've been spoiled with the culture here, so yeah. I kind of want to take that onto my next opportunity. Hopefully it's somewhere that has a similar culture. Again, with the more specific tools, I have that background knowledge. So, you know, no matter where I go, hopefully if they use those types of tools, I'll have that background knowledge. And so I'm really glad. A lot of the things I will be able to pass on to the next opportunity.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be really thankful for, I don't know if you call them like technical skills, but just like flexing the muscles of the skills that I already have and like becoming more masterful and like what I'm already good at has been really helpful at Crema. I feel like I've successfully kind of been making steps in the right direction there. And then, yeah, as far as picking an opportunity, like from here forward, I think being here has like really made me realize the values of a company and make like how important it actually is that you care about the work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think in my mind I was like, oh, like, do I like this brand? Like, do they do really cool work? You know, do people know them? Is it going to pay well? But those things aren't as apparent in like the day to day as like the impact of the work that you're doing and like the interest that you have in it. So I've definitely shifted my focus, towards the latter, after spending a summer in a day-to-day job, even though it's only 4 days a week. But yeah.
Cool. So going off script here, since this is Ooh. Our last episode, Ooh. Looking back at that podcast, did we learn anything from the podcast?
Oh yeah. First of all, how to run a podcast.
Yeah.
That was a nice learning experience.
Yeah, like really wanted to learn how like podcasts work because I listen to them like all day, every day. And I always thought I could do that, but take it with a grain of salt. Like it's harder than you think, but it is possible. I did do it. So hooray.
Yeah, I never thought I'd actually, you know, have a podcast or be on a podcast that ran a whole season. Like, you know, I always had the idea like, oh, let's make a podcast, record a couple episodes, never turned into anything.
Right.
But now we are all the way through and we had some awesome guests. I mean, we reached out to a QA intern, which I didn't even see ourselves doing. So that was, you know, a step in the right direction. It was nice.
We're connecting, we're networking, yeah, we're promoting. It's the real deal.
I think it sparked something for me to think, obviously think before you say, like we all know that, but kind of like really have a thought and like a pause and have like carry it through effectively, and then listening back, the whole like likes, those filler words, being mindful of those in a, even in a day-to-day conversation with maybe down the road, just having that seed planted that, oh, this is an important conversation. Let me pause. Let me think about this before I kind of just babble and then use likes, all those things. I don't know.
I don't know if I learned this in the traditional sense, but I think of a podcast for me has been not only a great creative outlet and like a break from the regular day-to-day stuff, because really for me the podcast has just been my messed up playground.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun playground. Yep.
And so being able to have that opportunity where it's kind of like, you know, there are people in charge of us and I guess watching the podcast to make sure it's up to snuff, but we can really do a lot of whatever we want. And that's a really freeing feeling. And also, is this the only thing we all four get to work together on?
Yeah,
honestly. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's been a ball.
I think so.
Yeah. Honestly, wow, I didn't even really noticed that.
All collectively.
Yeah. Because I know I've worked with Julie, with just Julie on stuff, or just Jenna, or just Jocelyn, but I don't know if all four of us at once.
No.
It was a good bonding experience. Yeah, it was. Learning about each other.
And it was kind of almost like a little therapy session. We get to come out of our normal day-to-day experiences.
Like, we spend the first couple minutes just like catching up, which you don't do because like there aren't specific meetings with just the four of us. So.
And Jenna's in the other building.
Yeah.
So, Jenna.
So
what's that about?
Yeah, Jenna. Yeah. So, you know, real quick, favorite episode of season one of the Talking Intern podcast. Go. Quick.
The first one with just the girl. Sorry, Joe.
Oh my gosh. You're joking.
That was just that was just really like a goofy, like personality shining.
It was a good episode.
Yeah. I really got in the groove of that one. And
episode seven, by the way.
Yes, episode seven.
Okay. Yeah. We got, you know, grooving. We were very comfortable with each other.
It made a big difference. That was the first time that we recorded in the morning versus in the afternoon. Yeah. And like, there's a big difference.
That
in,
was
like,
a
the
good
way
learning experience.
Your brain works in the AM versus the PM. Yeah. So
yeah, I thought I was always going to have that anxiety about listening to myself like recorded, but I'm glad I got over that. And I feel more comfortable talking into a microphone. It's such a weird concept at first, but we're good. We're good.
Yeah, it is a weird concept to be like, hey, just have a conversation. Just don't worry, a bunch of people are going to listen to it later.
Like a week later.
Yeah.
I don't know, that kind of blew my mind.
Yeah. I think for me, episode three, that recording was a mess.
Was that the one with Nate? With Nate? Yeah.
We're sorry, Nate, that we didn't have our stuff together at all.
Nate was a good sport about it, but that recording was just so messy.
The first like 5 minutes, me and Joe were just looking at each other like, and I don't know what to say.
Who are you again? What is
that? Have we met before?
There was no chemistry.
Episode, but.
Yeah, but and then going through it, editing it, and getting it done, it sounds fine. Like
that was your least favorite then, Joe, right?
No, it was my favorite.
Just kidding.
Because I learned you can have big messes and clean it up, and it's okay.
Yeah.
You don't. There shouldn't be so much stress going into it. Just do your best, forget the rest.
Yep. I think my favorite for sure was the Larissa and Mary one. I think that was what
they were really good.
I don't know the number, but
five.
Yeah, five.
That was a good one to listen to. I didn't actually like contribute directly, but I listened.
I wasn't in that recording, but I took a lot of advice from them, and I don't know, the little ad lib parts were really funny.
I think this is going to be my favorite episode.
Yeah.
Because it's the last
joke.
So you don't have to do it anymore.
No. It's been a good time of reflection and pause and
memory.
Appreciation.
No one's cried
dot,
yet.
Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All good things.
Well, let's move on challenges.
Da, 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 da.
That's not how the song goes.
Do we have a song for a challenge?
We got the little transition music.
Cue transition music.
It's time for challenges. So, usually we do challenges. It's for the next week. However, we're not going to be back next week.
Oh,
actually, we're already gone at this point.
Oh.
Rip in peace us. But, but, so for this week's challenges, we'll go over what our last challenge was, if we remember them. And then the challenge we'll give ourselves is for the future, which is very open-ended.
Ooh, that's daunting. Do I even remember mine from last
week? No, I never remember.
I remember mine.
Start us off, Joe.
My last challenge was to figure out what I was going to do in the last 2 weeks here at Crema.
Oh.
And I figured it out. Not entirely by my own hand, but for me, it was I didn't just want to be editing the rest of the internship.
Yeah.
I needed to mix it up.
Oh.
I remember mine.
Mine went alongside that I was just going to try to like step out. Like, I didn't just want to write another blog post for this, which, like, it's fine, I can do blog posts, but I had just done that the last couple of sprints and it had taken up the majority of my time, so I wanted to, like, focus more on other projects or, like, other departments, which I think I kind of did, or not departments because we don't use that word, sorry. teams,
yeah.
And so I kind of did that with, like, I really helped a lot with, like, the homepage, and I worked with Mary more, and I hadn't gotten to work with her at all this summer. And
she's a delight.
Yeah, she sure is. So that sounded sarcastic. It wasn't.
She really wasn't. We all enjoyed Mary.
Yeah, no, yeah. Mary's great. So that was a cool thing to get to do, and I'm glad that I got to switch it up, so.
I think mine was that I wanted to do a personal project to start on that.
I think it was.
Sweet. I did start on it.
Nice.
And it's overwhelming.
Oh.
It's not, no, it's in a good overwhelming. Oh, like, okay. There's just a lot of questions that I'm challenging myself to answer that I didn't think of, thanks to Tyler. And I sat down with him to talk about it, and I got a good wrap. I wrapped my head around it. And I have a target market, I have an idea and everything, so now it's just, like, piecing it together, and there's just so, like, there's so many things I can do. It's, like, it was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge.
There you go.
Because there's so many places and avenues you can go, but you have to stick to your target market, and you have to stick to what you strategized and what you planned for, and, like, that is nice to have, but it's hard.
Can you tell us a little bit about what your personal project is?
Oh, sure. In a nutshell, well, a little personal background about me. I have many food allergies, very severe. And so it's been a tough time going to restaurants, being around friends that have peanuts and tree nuts in their lunches. And now it's becoming so common with people. It 30 million Americans have it, and it's
a peanut or tree nut allergy,
yeah, or just any, yeah, allergies.
That's a lot.
And it is increasing so rapidly, and so I wanted to create an avenue for people to feel more confident with having that, because it is kind of awkward to say, hey, like, do you mind not eating that next to me? Like, yeah. That's super awkward and hard. So I wanted to create an app that just kind of eases that stress. So, but what for this personal project, my target market and everything that I'm just sticking to a narrow lane is targeted towards parents with young school children who make their kids' lunches. So it will be like a platform to like, I'm kind of thinking as I'm going with it, like let's say a teacher would start a community with the kids that they have and their parents in that class that year. So first grade, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Reese's class, all the parents are on that. They know who has what allergy, what they're making for that lunch, and just a community to create that with any food allergies. And you can share your recipes, some stuff like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. So that's what I started on this past week.
Jocelyn, do you remember yours?
Still thinking on it. I think it was asking more questions and, like, trying to get as much more information about things instead of trying to figure it all out myself. And luckily, we just started getting back on the account-based marketing train. So that has been, like, really fun to, you know, ask questions about, inquire more about. I watched a bunch of, like, TED Talks and, like, workshop seminar webinar type videos yesterday, and I don't know, try to inquire more about what we're doing. So yeah,
cool. So who is ready to give their challenge related to future stuff?
I can start. So going back to school is giving me a lot of
I think we all got some
So I think kind of going back to what I said that I was taking back to school from this internship, I think my challenge for next year is to more focus on my worth and my path instead of other people influencing that, other people making me, not purposefully, but making me feel that it's not, nothing's going to work out for me, or a competitive environment, just to kind of block that out and focus on my strengths.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll probably take all of the advice that was given on this podcast from people in the office and honestly just do it, because it's sometimes really hard to like know that I should be doing things, but not knowing exactly when or how, or like, you know, all of those contexts within where I'm going to be working. So I don't know, I just want to actually do everything that I set off to do, or like all this advice that I know I should be doing, but just, you know, actually do it and hopefully broaden my horizons.
There you go. That's everybody. Oh, that's everybody. Everybody did it.
That wasn't pre-planned.
No, not at all.
But I liked it.
But it was executed perfectly.
Yeah, our dynamic is flawless.
I was thinking right before I transitioned to challenges. How should I say runway? Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, gosh, this is kind of a hard one. This is the one I hadn't thought of before coming in. I don't know if this directly answers your question, but I'm definitely going to lean on like the connections that I've made here at Crema, and like the one-on-ones have been really helpful, and just going to like lunch with people and talking to other people just to learn as much as I can through like conversation, and I guess not really networking, like not to get a contact to like hit him up later on, but literally just like learn and have kind of like a mentorship relationship, mentee-mentor relationship with the people here. I'm going to do my best to try to take advantage of that. So, and then, like I said, I'm going to have a more open posture about like opportunities in front of me. And mm-hmm. like, to be honest, I don't really know what that looks like right now.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a little bit of research, but it's going to take more of my time on like a day-to-day basis, obviously, at the conclusion of this. But just knowing that I have really good experience from here and good connections. And like even with you guys, like I think this is like very underrated. And in my like senior thesis class, we spoke about this a lot, and our teacher really encouraged us to like make connections with the people who are your peers, because even though that's not going to be maybe like your key in now, like it could be later on, yeah. You know, like business ventures. So
yeah.
Keeping that in mind and just like not burning bridges, fostering relationships and mm-hmm. friendships and prioritizing those. So
yep.
I know that was like a very long-winded, convoluted answer, but there no, you go.
Yeah, I think my challenge is kind of, it even relates to more than just work, is, you know, just your boy needs to put his dang self out there, you know?
Yeah.
I got a short film sitting on my desk I haven't posted just because I don't think it reaches my standard. I started, you know, posting poetry I made and getting responses from people I didn't think even read poetry and stuff. So just letting your stuff go, just let it go out there and see what happens. It doesn't have to be perfect every time. It doesn't have to be the best thing ever made. But yeah, see what happens from it.
Good stuff.
Cool. So that's been episode 10 of the Talking Intern podcast. That is the last episode.
Very last one.
Aww, now I'm getting sad.
At least it's season one. I don't know if the next batch of interns will want to continue this or not, but...
Gabby asked me if we were going to figure out a way to come back for season two and like do it.
I think it could be a cool concept. I don't know how things are going to work out later on or what the dynamic is going to be, but like if the next group of interns came in and continued it, I think that'd be a really cool.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
You know, and they can do similar things different, but it can really show you like at the same company, like how different years perspective might differ, or, you know, they'll have even a year from now a more modern, you know, approach to things. So
the good luck topping this season, but
yeah.
Regardless,
we try. Regardless, we're the OGs. We pioneered this thing.
Yeah, we better get our check.
Yeah, like. Seriously.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening to the Talking Intern podcast, and thank you for listening to the whole season.
Yeah. Aw, we can't say see you next time.
No.
we'll see you.
Good luck out there.
We'll see you.
Broaden your horizons.
Yes. We hope you were able to use at least some type of advice that we gave you. You know, enjoyed the interviews. I sure did.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hey guys,
thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed today's episode,
please subscribe,
leave a review,
and give us 5 stars.
Or not.
The Talking Intern podcast is sponsored by Crema.
Learn more about Crema at
crema.us.